Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McKusick, and it's time for OTA notes for today, June 3rd, 2025. The big story today was absenteeism. The first OTA last week, the one that's open to the media, had a lot of high-profile attendees, including Lamar Jackson and a number of defenders, most of the top receivers, etc. Starting with the absent players, the most notable absentee was Jackson today. He was not there, possibly an option, possibly some sort of minor injury, but I don't really believe so. and a number of other offensive players in particular were not there, and some on the defense as well. Go through those fairly quickly. Rashad Bateman was not there. Ben Cleveland was not there. Ronnie Stanley was not there. Emory Jones remains sidelined. He wasn't in uniform. I didn't see him on the field today. Doesn't mean he wasn't there, because these guys blend into the background if they're not wearing a uniform, but I didn't see him there. Kyle Hamilton was not there on the defense. One guy who missed, and I think is really potentially harmful to his own advancement this year, is Sanusi Kane. He may have missed due to an injury. I don't know the reason for a lot of these players, but he missed an opportunity for back-end snaps, and the Ravens had to look elsewhere to find somebody else to fill in there. And that's a shame for Kane, because time is very short for him to make his mark if he wants to have a back-end safety role with this team. I think the Ravens are likely to go out and get one guy. They could go out and get two safeties if they want it. And Kane's position on the team is not in jeopardy, I wouldn't say. But, Kane and Braid are both getting their opportunity this summer to play some back-end safety. And, you know, it will happen because the Ravens just don't have anybody else to play there. And on a day when Kyle Hamilton isn't around, there's even more reps available for the back end. So unfortunate that Kane missed today. And I think he's probably cost himself, a day of practice at a position he would have loved to have. Nnamdi Madubuike did not show today. Jake Hummel still out. He didn't cover the first one either. KVN also out again. Believe it to be his option. And Ardarius Washington has the injury. So that's a fair number of players missing from camp. John Jenkins did show up at camp. He had not been there before, so that was the big addition. Now he had to wait for the June 1st cut of Marcus Williams. No, Michael Pierce. In order for the roster spot to clear up. The Ravens actually have a couple of roster spots that have cleared up with those June 1 cuts. All right, so on the topic of absenteeism, I want to be careful about how I relay this. The Ravens recently opened OTAs for many more media days. Okay. I met Ed Norris at practice and we got to talking a little bit, and I said, I wonder if the incremental days that they open up OTAs for, is a construct of football operations that they're really trying to encourage more players to attend because players don't want to be tagged as non-attendees. And Ed kind of laughed at me. He said, that's exactly what Ray Rice just told me. And so he'd seen Ray Rice somewhere outside of the facility. And he said one of the things that he didn't, he didn't really felt like he got a lot out of OTAs, but he thought that it would have been worse to have the media talking about him not being there. Now, to be fair, Patrick Gleason says that's not the reason it was done, just not a fair characterization, that they really tried to open this up to the media, perhaps just a matter of getting more coverage. A nice side benefit of it is that you maybe can incent more players to show up. Now, of course, today, Lamar Jackson, Rashad Bateman, Ben Cleveland, Ronnie Stanley, et cetera, are all not there. So it doesn't appear like the idea of adding additional OTA media availability really made it any better in terms of OTA attendance. So it is a question there. I don't doubt that there is a component of this that is football related and football driven, that they would like to get these guys there, and they think by having the media there they have a better chance to do it. But on the other hand, they had other reasons as well to give the media more access, and the Ravens are good about that as well. So I'll take them at their word, and I think that the number of players absent today would tell me, if they were trying to get the players to show up because the media was there, it didn't work today anyway. Anyway, back past that little point of unpleasantness, the offense had a very poor day of passing. Lamar Jackson will kind of do that to you a lot of times. So it was Rush and Leary taking the snaps there. There were lots of passes defense despite the rules. So very few PDs during rookie minicamp really at all, but in the first OTAs, also where Lamar was very accurate passing the ball. That wasn't the case today. That both Leary and Rush had some problems throwing. The defense was in position to make plays, but avoided contact on other occasions. And I think some of this may be that Leary or Rush are giving away what's going on, and the defense is particularly keyed into what they're doing and able to make some plays on the football. And unfortunately, not a good day for the offense from that regard. I think Cooper Rush did move around fairly well and made a few decent late throws. So I'm not totally down on the day he had. It's also, it's early in the process. You'd expect quarterbacks to be a little bit behind defenses at this point. We've certainly seen the Ravens defense dominate the Ravens offense any number of times before. We also saw some the long completions that there were on the day. There were a few, and I'm going to get into them in some of the individual offensive stars. They really came more, I think, on blown coverages than anything else. You saw Isaiah likely wide open down the right sideline. Don't even remember who it was who was wide open down the left sideline, but it might have been Malik Cunningham. No, that's not right. I'll get it right. Anthony Miller is who it was. So, you know, you have it's early. Players are making mistakes. One of the good things to note, I'd say, is that I didn't really notice Malachi Starks making lots of coverage mistakes. I want to get into a little more of his play a little bit later on the defense. The other big thing for the offense was the number of false start penalties. There were six today, and that's a real problem. It really shouldn't be happening, even at this point in camp. Todd Monken spoke to it during his time at the podium. So we had Monken and Zay Flowers. I'll just tie this right together. I asked the questions about false starts, and he said six was not very good. They could address it in a couple of ways. And I'd encourage you to go out and listen to the interview, because I'm trying to paraphrase what Todd said, and I very well could have missed something, or there could be something else interesting that he said that I've left out. But he said they could go to a single cadence to reduce penalties, and that would certainly work. But what they're trying to do during the offseason is finding a way to get better at not jumping while staying with multiple cadences. Monken did some interesting things at the podium. I think that one of the things he said is that, I'll paraphrase this as well. If you looked at the offense as a whole, you'd say this offense was great last year. Let's just run that back and do what we did again. But he said that if you looked at kind of the components of what went well on some individual plays, say, or some individual concepts, if they were intentional about what they were looking at, they were likely to find things that really didn't work out despite the overall quality of offensive play they had for the year. And I thought that was a very good way to put it. You know, they need to drill down. They need to find those things they can get better at and be very intentional about that. And that's the way you continually chase perfection. So I'm really happy to hear Todd say that. I thought that was a good answer to that question. He praised Warhop and Travell Wharton for their work. So, you know, Warhop and Wharton were both there as the offensive line and the defense turned their seasons around at exactly the same point. Weird as hell, but after week 10, the Ravens were, you know, really needed to start getting winning, and both the defense, who then became the best defense in the NFL down the stretch, and the offensive line, who all of a sudden hardly had any more penalties the rest of the way. Linderbaum had a couple, Stanley had a couple in the playoffs, but basically a lot of the offensive linemen, you know, turned off a pretty heavy penalty spigot at that point. And so those guys deserve some credit for being on top of that. I don't know, and I didn't ask if they'd done anything with cadences last year to reduce false starts, but they had a number of other penalties, some holdings and some illegal downfield penalties, if you remember those, that are of the more serious offensive line penalties that have a defensive option attached. And so those are the ones you really got to avoid that have a higher chance to stall drives. All right, let's go back to some of the offensive standouts. And Keaton Mitchell had one very nice big burst after a completion. We saw the linebacker Kwenku be a little slow to trigger downhill, and it looked like Mitchell created a lot of yak for himself as that occurred. So really nice to see that Keaton Mitchell burst back. LaJonte Wester had a little wide receiver screen and was very quick to turn that into yak. He's got good field vision. I think we're seeing a guy who is able to find that soft spot, and he moves very quickly. And again, the trigger might've been a little slow coming downhill from the linebacker, but It was nice to see him be able to do that. Tez Walker had a nice wide open grab. That's a case of, I think, a blown assignment, but it was still a good grab with a lot of yak. It was probably, I want to say, about 10 yards, but there was a lot of yak there. Might have been somebody in the wrong position on that play. A little bit of a scare came late in practice. They have some temporary goalposts they brought in. They're kind of goalposts that are on a roller that they can move to the back of one end zone. And they have metal supports. And you know, they had those up. And Malik Cunningham came very close to running into one. He kind of hit the pad slightly that was on the post, moved that. I think he went down on the play. But that was a case where, you know, it's a little scary. You don't want that kind of thing being a something your camp or OTAs was known for. We had a couple of big pass plays. Anthony Miller beat TJ Tampa 25 yards down the left sideline. Tough day for Tampa, by the way. He had a couple of blown coverages, frankly, that led to some longer plays. Rasheen Ali outraced the same inside linebacker, William Kwenku, again, to the right edge for a big gain. That was a case where Kwenku probably took a little bit of a bad angle to the tackle, but then got...
If you're looking for a better way to unwind, focus, or even get a good night's sleep, listen up. Let me tell you about Mood, the online cannabis company that's changing the game when it comes to functional gummies. They've crafted a whole line up of federally legal THC blends designed to help with everything from stress to sleep to mental clarity and even some spicier needs if you're into that. Now, what makes Mood different? They go beyond just THC. They pair it with herbs and adaptogens to create targeted effects that you won't find in any other dispensary. And every gummy is made with pesticide-free, small-farm American cannabis, so you're getting quality that you can trust. I've tried their sleep gummies, and let me tell you, it takes about 15 minutes, and I'm out cold, no grogginess, no weird side effects, getting some of the best sleep I've gotten in my life when I take one of these gummies. And if you need a mood boost, there are Epic Euphoria gummies, game changers. And right now, Mood is giving listeners 20% off their first order by using the promo code RAVENS at checkout. So head on over to mood.com, find the perfect gummy for whatever life throws your way, and don't forget to use the promo code RAVENS to save 20%.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Completely outraced by Ali at that point. So it was a good play for him. We had likely beat Marlon Humphrey 20 yards down the right sideline. I'm not even 100% sure that Marlon was the guy on that play, meaning the player should have been coverage, but it didn't work in any case, and that ended up being a big grab. Malik Cunningham had another case where he beat the combination of Longerbeam and Desmond Igbenhosen for a 20-yard catch down the left sideline. In and of itself, there's nothing tremendously wrong about one pass going for 20 yards, but it was unfortunately, having the bracket fail in that way is something that kind of hurts given what the Ravens need to do to improve this team. So they've got a bunch of safeties in camp. Malachi Starks looks like the one who's sure to play back there. They didn't have Kyle Hamilton today, as I mentioned earlier, but they had some of the backups. So other than Sanusi Kane, and as a group, I'd say they had a couple tough plays here in this game, in this practice, I should say. What else we got? Rasheen Ali, I think I talked about that one already. Likely beat Humphrey 20 yards down the right sideline. And I think that is all I've got because I talked about the other Malik Cunningham beating the bracket. All right, let's move over to the defensive standouts. There were a number. It was a game where Hands got on passes a lot today, and that shouldn't happen very often at this point during the offseason because there are no contract drills. Nobody's wearing pads. They don't want people colliding with each other. They want them getting to the line of scrimmage quickly, getting off the ball quickly, but then not contesting the play. And we saw mostly that, but when Lamar Jackson is there, that means most of the passes are going to get completed. That was not the case here with Leary and Rush. And Nate Wiggins had a near breakup of a pass from Rush to Wade. It was right around the line of scrimmage between the numbers and the right hash. Chandler Martin had a pass defense on a swing pass to the left. There's some anticipation on that play to get underneath the screen pass, and the defense cheered behind him. So nice to see that, obviously a popular player. Martin did help cause another drop when he was bearing down on Rasheen Ali, who ball was in and out of his hands, I'll say, behind the line of scrimmage. And if he hadn't have made that tackle, which doesn't look like I lost my place here. Sorry about that. Lost my place, folks. Let's move on. Wiggins was in position for a second pass defense, 5 yards down the right sideline, a shoot contact again. So he avoided as they should do. Chandler Martin had a PD. I think I already went over that one. Tavius Robinson, nice pressure and a possible sack on a ball thrown away right by Rush. Kwenku, who had a couple tough plays where he got beaten or was slow to trigger, had a near pass defense 10 yards down between the numbers and the right hash of a Leary pass. Now, that was a case where he avoided contact, but the ball went incomplete, and it would have been, a PD if he'd been going all out on that play. Malachi Starks was in position to make a play among four defenders. They seemed to know what was coming in a case where the receiver did not. So it ended up being a strange case where the four closest players to the ball were all defenders when the ball hit the ground. So that's not a situation that the quarterback likes to see happen. It's also very rare in football that it ever does occur. So anyway, it was good. Nice to see Starks in position to make a play on that. JAD had a PD in coverage of Hopkins. One of the highlights of the day from early in the practice that he was able to tap that ball. Teddy Buchanan had a PD on a pass right. There was not an obvious receiver in that play. It might have been a lane knockdown. It might have been just a misfire. It might have been a throwaway. I didn't really see the start of the play to get my handle on this. But I'll say Buchanan's looked pretty good in coverage through two ATAs that have been open to the media. So he had a very nice coverage of a circuitous serpentine route by Rasheen Ali in the last practice that the ball was eventually blown dead for a sack. And in this practice, he had a PD on this pass right. And then backup safety Keandre Jackson went up high for a ball thrown deep over the middle of the field. Outstanding loose bracket and a near INT. But the ball ended up sailing kind of off or through his hands and incomplete. But he was the guy who was in position and had the good bracket there. They went through a series of avoidance drills. Now, this was interesting because they almost never do a drill of this type. At least I can't think of another one where they do it, where they separate out the defenders into the three position groups. So you've got your inside linebackers, you've got your defensive backs all lumped together, and you get your defensive linemen that typically includes edge rushers as well. And they separated them out into three separate units and then rotated them through three drills. And I would call them avoidance drills. Each of them were done with in two cases, they were done with tackling dummies, and the defender was trying to either slap past them or rip past them or use some move to get by them. And they did one where you have a pseudo offensive lineman with a pad followed by a flailing offensive player, I'll say it, using two of the large arm guards to contest the pass rusher, and it's effectively a cornering drill. So interesting to see, I wouldn't say there was a real standout in terms of the cornering drill. Most of them were pretty effective at keeping their steps tight and getting around the corner to a point where they knocked the football out of the quarterback's hand. And there's a big club element to what they did with that. They're not just looking to take the quarterback down in case they're not really looking to touch the coach who is acting as quarterback in that situation in any other place but the football. And then they did a good job with that. Two of the other avoidance drills, one was at the line of scrimmage. I don't know that I could really pick out one guy who had a great rep. And I can. Roquan Smith had a great rep in a beat three consecutive defenders drill of this type. And he actually got a kudos from the coach and everything. It's a positive rep for Roquan. The fact that he's there and is trying real hard is even more important. But the fact that he made a play and it really did it the way it's supposed to be done was I think a positive for the rest of the guys taking it seriously. But the cornering drill that I mentioned earlier, where the faux quarterback stands in kind of a Statue of Liberty kind of pose, waiting for the defender to get around and knock the ball free. We saw a little bit of slowness from John Jenkins. This is his first practice with the Ravens, and he was slow to get around the corner and knock the football loose. And then we saw him move to the second group, which has a pair of tackling dummies, and it's kind of a two guys run this drill at the same time. And Jenkins completely ran over the tackling dummy on the first attempt, had to go back and redo the rep, but not a great first day for Jenkins. We'll obviously see when we have live fire how he's doing. The podium had a couple of people. Todd Monken started off. I told you a little bit about his false start answer and some of his stuff. And again, please go out to the Ravens website. The medias are out there. They also have transcripts they post of these interviews and what was said. But there's lots of discussion about what DeAndre Hopkins brings to the team. He was very positive, thinks of him as a third number one wide receiver, et cetera, et cetera. So I think Monken's happy to have him. I did not hear the exact question, but one of the guys on the other side seemed to ask, is there ever a problem having too much talent? And Monken said he'd rather work down from too much talent on offense and whittle down reps as needed, because effectively, oftentimes injuries will make that decision for you and you don't want to be shorthanded. That's a much more dangerous place to be if you're really trying to manage your depth very closely in that regard. He praised Warhop and Travell Wharton for reducing penalties. And I talked about the false starts. I think that's about it for Monken. Zay Flowers was the only other person at the podium today. He praised Hopkins as a good teammate. He said he works hard and he teaches. So that's very good to hear, by the way. You know, a veteran player coming in, he probably is typically going to be a teacher, but you want to make sure that the team that he's coming to is receptive to that. And so it even sounds like Zay, at least, is probably receptive to what Hopkins might ask him to do. What else we got to say? Flowers said the knee feels 100%. He did have some things to do in terms of rehab, did not have surgery, is our understanding. So good from that perspective. Hopefully that holds up. I said he worked with Lamar in the offseason, and it was largely a question of getting timing down. So the work they do to get together in the offseason is about getting timing down. There are some passes probably that he decides he's more able to throw, but it was good to hear from Zay some positive things about timing. And then a weird question, but he got asked about the possibility of playing Olympic flag football, which he kind of poo-pooed and said, no, I'm here to win a Super Bowl. I'm not here to play flag football. And I think that's probably the attitude of most NFL players, but there will be a few who will want to play in the Olympics, get a gold medal potentially for the United States. That might be a good probability one. And anyway, Zay probably will not be on that Olympic team. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, folks. If you have an idea for a film study short, hit me up. DMs are always open on Twitter. If you're watching on YouTube, listening on YouTube, please like and subscribe. That does us a lot of good in terms of building an audience and having the algorithm select this show as one that would be appropriate to other people who look at football analytics or whatever else it might be. As always, if you can help the show out by talking to someone you know, directing them to the show, somebody who might have a similar interest to you. Very, very loyal group of fans. It's a lot of the same people listening to every episode, but the audience has grown, and I'm really thankful for that. And to the degree you guys are doing something to make that happen, to go out and help find some new people who might be interested in the show, I really appreciate it. That's it for today. We'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free four-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free four-year warranty. Tonal.com.